WNYC and Gothamist are hard at work on the Ask a Reporter series. That's where you ask us questions about civic life and we find the answers. One thing we've learned, sometimes it's best to get started close to home. WNYC's Yasmin Khan visits Bushwick, where one longtime resident has become the unofficial mayor of her block.
Pilling Street is where Blanche Romy and her husband bought a house nearly 40 years ago.
When I moved on Pilling Street, I said, this place is filthy.
She says she bought her home through a federal government program for $5,000. The house, like the block, needed a lot of work. But as Ms. Romy says, she's a doer.
A neighbor across the street from me, he's dead and gone now. Mr. Rouge, he said, Blanche, if you start sweeping from your end to the corner in front of your house, and I do it from mine, it'll be beautiful. I've been sweeping for 38 years.
Thus began a labor of love on Pilling Street. Along with fixing up the 10-room house, tasks included forming a block association, getting tree guards in the sidewalks, confronting drug dealers, adopting a wastebasket from the Department of Sanitation, that's a thing, and getting police to focus on a prostitution ring nearby. She even has a relationship now with the commanding officer of the 83rd Police Precinct.
And we can call him anytime. Right now.
Do you have his cell phone number?
I have his cell phone number. I have his telephone number. Yes.
Be persistent, she says. I came to talk to Ms. Romy because I wanted to hear how she learned to flex these civic muscles. These local acts, even personal ones like sweeping, play a role in strengthening democracy. That's not an idealistic thought. It comes from the political science community.
There's so many dimensions of what civic life can look like.
This is Amber Spry, an assistant professor of political science at Brandeis University.
And I think when it comes to helping people get engaged, I think it really does have to come from a personal place.
There's lots of research to show that starting small is often an on-ramp to further involvement, like voting or even running for office. Studies of volunteering alone show there are benefits to health, finding new career opportunities, and just increased happiness, for real. Plus, Spry says connecting with neighbors to solve a community problem,
you know, takes the pressure off of this idea that we all have to be these global saviors. It's really overwhelming to think about having to solve all the problems in the world.
Ms. McCullen, how are you?
Over on Pilling Street, Ms. Romy introduces me to some neighbors, Ms. McCullen, Ms. Foster. She points out who's on the Block Association, which she helped form just 4 years ago.
They didn't want me for the president. They said he's too pushy.
But she likes the man who is president. She says he gets things done and is good with computers.
Schultz, she's secretary. She lives over here. She hadn't been on the block a week. I caught her. She said, well, the people don't know me. I said, they'll know you now.
Ms. Romy has always been involved in things. The PTA at her kid's school. She led the Tenants Association back when she lived in a public housing complex decades ago. She now volunteers at a senior center 5 days a week. All of these things give her the confidence to do more and organize people.
If you want somewhere peaceful and quiet and somewhere decent, you have to get out there and help. And then you ask other people, and a lot of people will help you. They will help you.
So she makes herself available to her neighbors.
Me, I speak to everybody every morning. I'm out here right here. Doing my exercise.
She talks to me from her newly tiled front patio. Little by little, she and her husband have fixed up the house. It's white and gray stone, with potted plants going up the front stoop. Her neighbor, Sammy Lopez, comes by. He owns the funeral parlor down the block. He's a beneficiary of all the sweeping.
She's our mayor.
Yes.
He says, yes, Ms. Romy has played an outsized role in instigating change.
I remember when I first got here, right?
Right.
I rented from the city. The city never gave me a key to the premises. They told me, get in there any way you can.
They share this memory of their first meeting.
It was basically a crack house. So I'm going through the window and this lady came up. Who am I?
Out came Ms. Romy to confront the person climbing through the window of the building. More than three decades later, they both admire the peace and quiet of the block.
I just say, well, look what we done did. God is good.
Her next project? Figuring out how an empty lot nearby will be developed. She's already been in touch with her local community board about it. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.
To ask us a question about civic life, go to wnyc.org/askareporter. For all our elections-related coverage, go to elections.wnyc.org.